T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for the Richmond Market Minute. And who else would we turn to but our man with Wells Fargo Advisors, Mike Lavery. How are you this morning?
Hey, Gary, I am fit and fiddle and just really looking forward to the summer kickoff, I'm going to say, this weekend. So I hope everybody can stay healthy and enjoy doing the same.
Yep. Sounds good to me. 3-day weekend, yep. And the summer kickoff is going to be different this year, but nice nonetheless. So
I agree 100%.
I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about, but first of all, I was interested in your note that the U.S. Treasury issued a 20-year bond yesterday, and the first time that's happened in over 50 years.
Long time.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. Yeah. So tell what is behind that, and what's going to be the impact of it?
Well, it's you may have heard that the Treasury needs to borrow a lot of money because we created an extra, we'll figure over the next few years, $6 trillion of debt. And so we have to finance that somehow. The way we finance that is we sell U.S. Treasuries. Here's the great news, Gary. The most popular thing in the world to buy right now, even above toilet paper, is U.S. Treasuries. And we historically issue short-term Treasuries. The bellwether, of course, is our 10-year. We have some 30-year Treasuries out there. But to help finance the burgeoning debt, we issued a 20-year. It was received very well. It actually went out at 1.22%. That's right. The U.S. government's now borrowing money for 20 years at 1.22%. That sounds really low until you look what we're getting for 10-year treasuries at 0.64. You compare that to, say, a 2-year at 0.16. Interest rates are very, very low in this country. And so if there is a silver lining to having the largest debt probably ever conceived by mankind, being able to finance that at very, very low interest rates, that at least is something positive out of this whole thing, Gary. And they're going, again, it was well received with very large demand.
You know, Mike, I find it interesting when all this started, you know, the stock market, the markets mm-hmm. got battered. And they've right. come back pretty well from a rough percentage. How much? Mm-hmm. How much? Where are we at now compared to where we were, and how low things got?
You know, Gary, it's sort of a tale of two markets, if you will. Because if you look at the overall market, and when that sold off through to the March 23rd low, we had a liquidity question then. And what that means is everything got sold off. Big stocks, small stocks, dividend-paying stocks, bonds of every nature, except treasuries, even gold and commodities. You remember oil actually went negative for a little while. So everything sold off dramatically. We bottomed March 23rd. If you looked at the overall market, the S&P, we were down 35.5% during that 35 days or so when we sold off. We have rallied back dramatically. If you look at the S&P, we're still about 12% off of our all-time highs, right? So we have gotten back way more than half of that loss. Now, if you parse it a little bit farther, you could look at some very large cap stocks, and we all know the names. It's Apple, it's Google, it's Amazon, it's Microsoft. Many of those stocks are at or near their all-time highs. And if you look at that index, it's about 5 or 6% off of its highs. If you look at much smaller stocks, the small cap index is still down 13-14%. The Dow is still down about 14 or 15%. So it depends on where you look, but in almost every market, you have seen a dramatic snapback. I'm going to credit that to a couple of things. One, the Treasury and the Federal Open Market Committee. The Fed has done a great job of injecting liquidity, and the U.S. citizenry has looked around and said, hey, we are the biggest, we're the strongest, we're the most powerful economy in the world. We are going to come through this. Once everybody realized that, it only became a question of time. And so that's what markets are doing right now. The sell-off was dramatic, but the rally has been equally dramatic, in my opinion.
Mike, in just a couple of seconds, I know Friday heading into a holiday weekend is typically a pretty quiet day on the markets. Do quiet days even exist on the markets anymore?
Well, quiet is a relative thing, so yeah. I expect today to be more quiet than recent. We don't have any big news headlines out today. We might get something from China, U.S., trade tensions, that sort of thing. But I would anticipate a fairly quiet day because we don't have option expirations. We have plenty of liquidity in the marketplace. It looks like we might open down slightly. The Dow right now would be down 100-ish points. But while that might have been news 6 months ago, that's not even newsworthy in our world today. And if we had a plus or minus 100 points on the Dow, I would consider that the end of a very successful week.
Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Hey, right back at you, brother. Everybody stay well out there.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.